He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Back to work it is after 3 days off here. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and we are up on this day back to work, and we are up pretty big here. We've got the Dow up 130. It's below 30,945, but up 130 points today. We're kind of gaining back what we lost on Friday. The NASDAQ is up 112. That's 0.9 of 1%. That puts it at 13,111. The S&P 500 is up 22 points. That's 0.6 of 1%. I would say the strength is in the technology sector today. The S&P is at 3790. The Russell, first of all, 1.1%. That puts it at 2,145. It's up 22 points this morning. Crude oil is up 19 cents to $15.55. $52. Gold is up $360 per ounce today to $18.33. Silver is up 23 cents to 10. The euro basically flat today. The 10-year yield bumping up a little bit higher, 1.11 now. I saw the next level of resistance is at 1.2, so we'll see whether or not interest rates continue to move higher. And last but not least, Bitcoin. You got a risk-on move today pretty much across the board, so Bitcoin must be up. Yep, up $615 per coin. Bitcoin's at $37,057. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, on this Return to Work Tuesday. Where did we leave off on Friday? The Dow was down on Friday. In fact, it was down quite a bit. So was the NASDAQ. We had kind of a market on Friday. We're basically gaining back almost all of it, not quite, of what we lost on Friday. Global markets pretty excited overnight. Ahead of Janet Yellen's speech today. Remember her? She's the kind old grandmotherly type that is going to say, let's go big today on the next round of stimulus, and that's why you're seeing the market. Japan up 1.4% overnight. Hong Kong up 2.7%. China was actually down 0.7%. A lot of economic reports coming out of China today that we're going to get to. In fact, China was the only economy in the world that grew last year. Are they telling the truth? Well, they say they were up 2% last year. India up 1.7% overnight. And Europe. Stock futures rose this morning as Yellen calls for big stimulus. President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Treasury Secretary. Of course, she'll be replacing Steve Mnuchin. Janet Yellen is set to testify today before the Senate Finance Committee, which is considering her nomination. Oh, she'll get nominated. She was the head of the Fed under the Obama administration. Set to call for big action. Big on the COVID-19 pandemic after Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic stimulus plan last week. And she will be testifying before Congress today. Economists don't always agree. This is what another economist is saying. But I think there's a consensus now without further action, we risk a painful recession now and long term from scarring of the economy later. Over the next few months, we're going to need more aid to distribute, this is actually Yellen's words, to distribute the vaccine, to reopen schools, to help states keep firefighters and teachers on the job. Yellen will say in her testimony, neither the president-elect nor I proposed this relief package without an appreciation for the country's debt. More on that in a moment, but right now with interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. Well, the backdrop of all of this, the national debt, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend, because it doesn't matter. Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't matter. Do you know that the national debt is currently at its highest level relative to the American economy since the end of World War II when we were basically deep? We had spent everything fighting World War II, coming back. The economy was shut down for the most part, other than the war machine and food and things like that. But I showed a graph that was pretty shocking in my newsletter, on the front page of the newsletter, showing the level of debt over the years of the American economy or of the USA, and we're at the highest level. We're at 100.1% of GDP. The debt output of the economy, putting the U.S. in company with economies like Greece, Italy, France, and Japan. Well, that's something to think about, isn't it? Yellen is also set to commit to a market-determined dollar. What does that mean? Well, that means no fudging with your currency. You know, you can play around with your currency like other countries around the world do. If you can knock down the value of your current prices, your goods more competitive on the global markets. But she's not going to play that game. She's going to let the market determine the price, the value of our currency. Our currency was down 12% over the last 12 months from the pandemic. Actually, that's since March. The U.S. dollar index has tumbled 12% since March when the Fed cut rates to near zero. Virus pandemic. The greenback has since recovered a little bit. It's been gaining over the last couple of weeks, but it looks like weakness ahead for the U.S. Dollar. What about inflation? Well, you know what? I'm just tracking the prices of a lot of commodities, from wheat to corn to soybeans to gold to platinum to copper to zinc, you name it. Higher. They seem to be anticipating inflation. In the meantime, the bond market also seems to be anticipating some inflation, as we have seen a print above 1% for the first time in a long time. We are at 1.11% today on the 10-year yield, on the 10-year. And we've also heard from the Fed recently that they're going to not be as worried about as much as about inflation as they have. Central bank officials have said they will tolerate inflation levels higher than 2%. But we've also heard recently that you hit 2%, you may start to see some interest rate hikes. We may expect some of those. Who knows? They've been saying, look, as far as the eye can see, there's not going to be any interest rate hikes. But if inflation starts kicking up, they won't have any choice. Goldman Sachs boosts their U.S. economic outlook. Why? Because of another $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal. They now see the U.S. economy rising 6.6% this year. Of course, that's compared to a very weak year, so we have some pretty easy comparisons to compare with. Goldman Sachs also expects the unemployment rate to improve to 4% by the end of this year versus their prior estimate of 4.8%. However, Goldman's economic forecast is the second highest amongst the 84 economies. So, in other words, they're a bit of an outlier here. Second highest out of 84 different economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Okay, well, the economists don't expect Biden's entire plan will $1,400. You know, that's all that matters. How much am I going to get in the mail? They expect an additional $1,400 in individual stimulus payments. Your check is in the mail. Well, we got some big earnings this week. In fact, the first tech stock, FANG stock, will report tonight. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are in earnings season, if you haven't noticed. Last week we had J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, several of the big banks. Today we've had a few more. Bank of America reported, Goldman Sachs reported. But we'll get our first FANG stock tonight. Netflix, NFLX. After the close of the market tonight, let's see how Netflix is trading. In anticipation of this big event, it is absolutely flat. And I got to say that Netflix stock has pretty much been flat since, oh, you got to go back to June, July, and you've been in a sideways trend in Netflix ever since. I currently do not own Netflix, the IE. And forecast, well, you've got more lockdowns, border closures, less people flying right now. That's keeping a lid on oil prices. However, I have seen a trickle upwards in gasoline prices. In fact, we've seen a little bit over $3 in some of the areas here. In South Carolina, but still pretty trickling higher. It seems like if you cross the road over to the green energy side of things, that's a much more favorable area for investing right now. The oil stocks have had somewhat of a rally here recently, and some price activity. Fairly decent price activity. But overall, I mean, I'm not seeing any oil stocks enter into my grid out of almost 6,000 now that I track on my Best Stocks Now app. In fact, a lot of the big oil stocks, guess what? They're diversifying. What are they diversifying in? To solar. Total, which is a big European petroleum company, they agree to acquire a 20% stake in India's Adani Green Energy, the world's largest solar developer. Did you know that? Developer is in India, Adani Green. It's not publicly traded, however. There's another Indian solar stock. I can't think of the symbol offhand. It's been on a tear recently. But Adani is a big one, the biggest one in total, which is a total oil company, is investing, acquiring a 20% stake in India's Adani Green. Adani has 54 wind and solar projects in including one of the largest solar projects in Kamuthi. The deal is the third in a week for total in the renewables area. Now listen, every single year in the market is pretty much different than the previous year. I have found that coming from the active side of the business from the last 23 years, I have found that you've got to make a little adjustments to your portfolio along the way. You can't always rely on large cap FANG to carry you through like it did last year. And, of course, last year you had all of the stay-at-home stocks like Peloton and Zoom and others that were flying. This is a different year. This is 2021, and there's some changes blowing in the wind. And I believe that you have to make some adjustments. Oh, not a complete overhaul, but as this rotation takes place, you got to do a little rotation right along with it or be left behind. And, of course, one of those areas that really started pretty strong in the fall of last year, the renewable, the green energy stock, solar, wind, the clean energy ETFs, etc. I think that's going to continue to be a good place to be in 2021. I think another good place to be, hate them or love them, whatever, China ends 2020 with 2.3% growth. Yes, that's the weakest growth in four decades for China. However, it's relative. It's relative. The market is relative. Markets around the world are relative. You might say, why do I want to invest in companies from an economy that only grew by 2.3% last year? China is the only major economy that grew in 2020. Taking the data at face value, GDP numbers sound pretty bad. But when you look at it on a relative basis, China had pretty good growth, 2.3%. Of course, they've been averaging 6.5 here in recent years. Consumer spending has been weak in the Chinese economy. Exports continue to be strong. That's all I know. I'm in a spot today where I could see the shipping lanes, and off of South Carolina, there's probably 15 freighters, cargo ships, container ships, I got to believe most of them from China, lined up out there in the ocean just off of South Carolina to be unloaded. So they're having no problem. Are they right now? And in fact, by 2028, China will overtake the U.S. to become the world's biggest economy, according to a recent report from the Center for Economics and Business Research. Would I have a 100% portfolio made up of Chinese stocks? No. But would I have some exposure to, right now, what is the best economy in the world? I absolutely would, and I do. And those stocks are doing very well today. We're having a huge management, and we do own, you know, quite a few in our little portfolios, our five different portfolios, a few here and a few there, and they're doing quite good. Another reason that China may do well here in 2021, Wedbush Securities predicts the tech sector and China will benefit from a slow thaw in the frosty relations between the U.S. and China. What do you think going forward? Obviously, President Trump was very tough on China. In fact, the whole market kind of came to a standstill in 2019 with the tariff war that took place. The market should have went up more in 2019 because we had the tax cuts that drove earnings prices higher. We had to wait until 2020. To appreciate those tax cuts. 2018 was the year the market stood still. The earth stood still. The market stood still. The trade stood still as the tariff wars took place, and it took a toll on the market. And then it was 2019 that we finally saw the rise in the market due to higher earnings numbers from the S&P 500, much of that 20%. Hike in S&P 500 earnings from the tax cuts. And now, of course, we're expecting those tax cuts to be reversed, but tech sector, especially the semiconductor sector, and the Chinese stocks will have a good year in 2021. I'm giving away all my trade secrets right here. That's okay. Hopefully you can benefit. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter, second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. You know, I think the semiconductor sector is certainly doing well today. Holy cow. We've got some huge winners today in that sector. There's a deal in the semiconductor sector today. It doesn't involve us, but you know what? Anytime there's a deal that causes kind of a repricing across the board of a sector, Lumentum is acquiring Coherent. You know, Coherent's been a very good stock over the years. So a deal, and I'm sure that's juicing the semiconductor sector a bit. Bank of America EPS beats by a nickel. Do I have any interest in Bank of America? No, I don't. Low interest rate environment, single-digit growth, if that, does not make for a best stock now. Goldman Sachs, growth fueled by strong global markets and investment banking. In fact, I want to say they beat by $4, something like that. You know, look, Goldman Sachs is making a lot of money. They get a big commission on these SPACs and IPO mania. That's where they're making their money right now. But that frenzy's about coming to an end, in my opinion. I don't think you'll see the same IPO and SPAC frenzy maybe the first quarter of this year, but then it's going to die down. That risk appetite's got a point in time, but that has certainly helped Goldman Sachs do a big year. But you look over the last 5 years, Goldman Sachs has been an 8% grower and is expected to slow down even more than that. So that does not make for a best stock now. I don't like the banking sector. The world's largest COVID-19 vaccination drive starts in India today. An estimated 10 million healthcare workers are in line to receive the vaccine in the first round. Well, I mean, they're having a trouble right now with the enough vaccine to go around. In fact, the World Health Organization warns on a catastrophic moral failure of vaccine distribution. They think that the vaccine should have went to poorer countries first, and the statistics show that it's gone to richer countries. Norway says deaths after COVID-19 may be from side effects. Yeah, because that seems to be an claiming that 23 people have died. Well, you know what? I'm half Norwegian. Maybe it's a Norwegian thing. I'm not getting that vaccine. Norway has reported 23 deaths related to vaccination against the COVID-19 infection. However, 13 of the deaths have been assessed, with the results suggesting that common side effects may have contributed to some. Well, if you die from common side effects of the vaccine, you still die from. It's mostly happened in frail elderly people. Oh, boy, I'm really in the targets, aren't I here? Anyways, there's also a death in Florida, I know. There was a doctor down in Florida that died from getting the vaccine. This is the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer and BioNTech are working with the Norwegian regulator to investigate the deaths in Norway. Now, I do know that Scandinavians have thicker blood. That's just a known fact, so be careful up there in Minnesota. Brothers and sisters with that vaccine. Gritstone Oncology is the hot one today. They're working on a better vaccine. This stock is up 42%. Now, we know something about grits down here in the South, but Gritstone Oncology jumps 34%. It's actually up 42% right now in reaction to an advancing development of a second-generation vaccine against SARS-CoV with the potential for both prolonged protection and potency against spike mutants. Yep, it's those mutants that you got to be careful of. Now, Gritstone's symbol is GRTS. Headquartered in Emeryville, California, which pretty close to the Silicon Valley there. They're getting some good results from the next gen second generation of vaccine. Now, this is a brand new player in the vaccine race. I haven't heard Gritstone before. I know the stock, but I didn't know that they were a player until now. There's also been some bad allergic reactions to Moderna's vaccine. In fact, a particular batch. California's epidemiologist has asked providers to halt inoculations from a batch of Moderna's. As the state investigates reports of allergic reactions. Okay, we'll keep our eye on that one, but that may be a whole batch of vaccine, badly needed vaccine, that they cause allergic reactions. New York explores buying COVID-19 directly from Pfizer. Now, this is very controversial, okay? We don't know how the law will be applied there. The federal $14.50 for every dose of the Pfizer vaccine, and it has ordered 200 million doses so far. Other nations around the world have also placed orders, but we don't quite know about a state circumventing the federal government and trying to buy it themselves. So we'll see how that goes. What else? Oh, we got a new one here, too, that's blowing up to the upside. Like this, I put this one on my watch list, TRXC. TRXC. Well, if you've heard of robotic-assisted surgical systems, that's what TRXC does. And we continue to move in a direction towards minimally invasive. We all like that, right? I'm all for minimally invasive. I don't like invasive types of instruments. It's Enterix, TRXC, has an intelligent surgical unit that enables machine vision capabilities, and it's being approved in Europe. That's a big deal, okay? That stock is up 38%. Well, I remember when this whole thing started with several of the robotic surgical transformational companies that came along, right? Going to the robotic instead of the surgeon's steady hand. Robotic assisted, where the surgeon and the surgical team is actually in another room operating the knives. The eyes of Texas are on sports betting. Well, I guess they're giving up on cattle. I don't know, but state after state after state approving sports betting, as all these states are tight. They need money. The blistering growth of sports betting is not showing any signs of slowing down. Let's take a look at Penn, P-E-N-N. Penn is actually down 4 cents today. Let's take a look at DraftKings, D-K-N-G. DraftKings is also down 4.2%. But New York, obviously, legalizing sports betting. Michigan is just days away from launching sports betting with operators in the state, including Barstool Sports and Penn. That's, of course, Penn is Barstool Sports. We've also they're all eyes on Texas now. The Texas governor's office has reportedly reached out to lobbyists and regulators in other states for a forward to legalize sports betting. It's backed. Here's who the sports betting is backed by: Jerry Jones. Oh, he wields some power in Texas. Mark Cuban. He wields a little bit of power. And let's not forget Tillman Fertitta of the Houston Rockets. All three have gaming ties, with Fertitta owning the Golden Nugget, Jerry Jones holding a stake in DraftKings, and Cuban as an investor in esports and entertainment betting platform Unicorn. Okay, well, you know what? And you've got the ARK ETF group, You know, she's quite the go-to person these days, Cindy Wood, with her ARC ETFs that blistered the track last year. We'll see how they do when a little bit of risk-off comes to the market at some point in time. But ARC Investment expects huge growth in online sports betting. They see huge growth rates for the industry as it grows through different channels. Not only fantasy sports, but esports, legalized online sports betting is giving companies and the league themselves an opportunity to offer exciting interactive experiences. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go the way you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're having a huge day here at Gunderson Capital Management. We must be in a lot of the right stock. I don't even know which one to feature here today. There's so many of them that are just flying today. I could take my pick from among many here. I think we'll do the one. Have we written that one up yet here? Well, I know we've written this one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. Up 14.7% today. One of our bigger holdings. Let's go to Seeking Alpha and see when this one was written up. I know it was within the last month or so. And we'll have a new article out there this week. We're working on it now. But we recently wrote up United Microelectronics, UMC, which is out of Taiwan. You know, a lot of the they've benefited. Taiwan Semiconductor, which had a huge pop last week on a powerful earnings report. Well, I mean, China being shut out, you've had a couple of Chinese companies that have been banned doing business with because they're also involved with the Chinese military. You've also had the problems at Intel, and that has pushed a lot of the semiconductor manufacturing, the actual foundry work, to Taiwan. And we own some stocks over there that have done pretty good. Now, how was this pick for you? Okay, November the 7th. What was that, December 7th? That was just a little over 2 months ago, 2 months and 2 weeks, when we wrote up United Microelectronics. I found it on the Best Stocks Now app, okay? I'm not an expert on Taiwanese semiconductor stocks, but I know when something shows up in my app and I go dig deeper, I would say that's one of the great attributes of the app. It points me to stocks on the surface that are moving, kind of like a Geiger counter starts ticking, and then I get out my shovel and I dig deeper to see what's underneath the ground. And I found United Microelectronics, UMC, and at that time it was $5.60 per share. I said, Barry, we need to collaborate. We need to make this our stock that we're going to write up this week. And we wrote it up back on November the 7th. Well, today, from $5.60 per share, wow, it's hitting $10.03 today, and it's breaking out to a new all-time high. We don't have a double. We're only up 80% since we wrote it up. Well, you say the market's up. Yeah, well, the market's up 5.9%. Our little stock of the week back in November the 7th is up 80%. If you're not following me on Seeking Alpha, that's where those articles are written. And you can take a look. Take a look at our last 20 articles, okay, and see how they've done versus the S&P 500. And we're using the Best Stocks Now app. If the Best Stocks Now app didn't work, I'd throw it in the trash. And I wouldn't even talk about it, but it's produced some pretty spectacular results. And it's pointed me, with no guarantees going forward, it's helped point me in the right direction. Okay? It's a big ocean out there. And if you're going to go fishing in that big ocean, you can't just start out and say, okay, yeah, we'll just head this direction. No, you need some kind of, you need to narrow down. You need to know where the reefs are at, okay? The offshore wrecks, maybe there's some shipwrecks. That's where fish gather. Or intel coming from shrimp boat captains or whatever, you know, pointing you in the right direction. Other fishermen that were out there the day before who are out there every day almost. Well, that's what the app does. It narrows down that ocean to some very specific areas of the ocean that I need to do some more research in. And I'm able to cover a smaller part of the ocean a lot better than I am to cover the entire ocean. So what I do is I download those charts of those hot areas of the market and just search in those little narrow sectors. And I found UMC, United Microelectronics, which will make our featured stock of the day. And in about the 1 minute I have to go over it here, it's a $20 billion company, so it's not a microcap. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.2. Like I say, the market may be expensive, but it's a market of stocks. And you can still find stocks that make sense from a valuation point of view amongst the market participants. This stock is now up 231% over the last 12 months. We didn't catch all of it. We're up 80% so far on it. And we continue to own it because I feel like it still has upside potential. It's ranked number 23 out of 5,615. We laid down our marker. We put it in print. I mean, once you put it in print, you're committed, right? To you're responsible, or you'll be held accountable for the results thereof. Well, hold us accountable for the results thereof. They've been pretty good, and we own it here at Gunderson Capital in our more aggressive growth portfolios. It's a market of stocks out there. The market is rotating. There's got to be a little rotation in your portfolios at this point in time. Last year's winners, the Pelotons and the Zooms of the world, they were in the right place at the right time. This is 2021. What's the right place this year? Well, we'll do our best to guide you here at Gunderson Capital. I've got my guys standing ready. They're well rested. They've had 3 days off. I've had 3 days off. We are raring to go. In the 4 days that remain in this week, your New Year's resolution, I'm going to talk to Gunderson this year. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, Edie. Edie will set you up. She'll ask you, what's the best time for us to set up a half an hour or 15 minutes or whatever to talk to you? And she'll put you on the calendar, 855-611-BEST. And at first you just want to see what those portfolios look like, as they currently are composed and how they've done over the years with no guarantees going forward, have a peek. Look at the newsletter where I put it all in print every Saturday. No smoke and mirrors, no hidden agenda, no commission products here. We are what we are. GundersonCapital.com. That's the place you want to be. In 2021, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.